I can speak to Stacey Leonard, please.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Stacey. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your custody visa case.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Stacey? I'm part of what's called the investigation team, and it's my role to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Stacey. Just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, Stacey. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. My role is to, you know, write to the social services of the care settings you're in, local authorities, educational authorities. But this call, Stacey, isn't so much about your time in care. It's more to understand you as a client and as a person. And how the trauma you faced and suffered as a child has had an effect on you into your adult life.
Okay.
With, you know, obviously, what's like in evidence, i.e. like being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, and while these stages not only right to your care settings or the social services, I might see GP, NHS trusts, addiction charities, or any sort of rehabilitation centres, and build a picture of, you know, Stacey Leonard not just in care, but also because of care.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay, Stacey?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm okay. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Stacey, and I do apologise, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you these questions. So I am sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety, Stacey?
Yeah.
Is that both or one?
Both, yeah. I have emotionally unstable personality disorder.
Oh, okay. Depression. Anxiety. And emotionally unstable, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you get medication from your GP?
Yeah.
For all three of them? Okay. Okay. I'll take your GP's details in a sec. Basically, just a couple more questions to ask.
Yeah, okay.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Stacey?
Not substance, gambling.
Sorry?
A gambling addiction.
Gambling?
Yeah.
Okay.
So although it's not drugs or alcohol, it's still very much a real addiction.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that at all. Actually, not a few people who've had addictions to gambling, to be fair.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Drugs. Do you GP know about your gambling addiction, Stacey?
So I work with an organisation called TCA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My psychiatrist is aware of it, and my social worker is aware of it.
What's the organisation called again, sorry? TCA?
TCA.
TCA. I want to... Is the psychiatrist aware of it? Have they given you any sort of indication as to, you know, why?
So apparently it's part of my personality disorder where I just make irrational, stupid decisions, like...
Okay. Okay. I'll see what I'm going to do. I'm going to write you to your psychiatrist if that's okay.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
I've got one last question, Stacey. It's a tough one, so again, I'm sure you're really sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah. Right, off you go, mummy's on the phone. Good girl. This is right.
Okay. Have you ever had to take your own life, Stacey?
Yeah, several times.
I'm sorry. And was you hospitalised for injury in 2010?
I was hospitalised just last year. I went to Carsview.
Yeah, okay, I'll get you hospitalised up in a sec. As early as last year, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry you said you're... really... Okay. So, we'll start with your GP. And then we're going for, because I'll grab the other details off you if that's okay.
Yes.
So can I take the GP's practice name, please?
Beacon Health Centre.
Say that again, please.
Beacon.
Beacon, B-R-E.
C-H-I-N.
Health Centre?
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, okay. So we've got the Beacon Health Centre, Infirmary Street, Beacon Angus, D9, 7 AM.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And how long have you been with that GP for?
About 9 years.
Okay. Can I take the name of the charity that you were seeing for your gambling addiction?
TCA.
TCA. Is that specifically for gambling or is it?
They are just, I think they do drug and alcohol as well.
Okay.
But mine's just solely for gambling addiction.
And whereabouts is TCA?
It's based in Arbroath.
Okay. Bayside Council on Alcohol, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is Bayside Council. Okay, 5 seconds. And how long have you been, between what years did you say you've been there?
It's been through then for about a year.
Okay, so 202-SH24.
Okay. So,
just the main case. Can I take the hospital details that you were hospitalized in, please?
Carsview.
You messed up that one for me, sorry.
C A R.
Yeah.
S V I E W.
I E W. Hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
From MacDonald Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's 2025, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I've got those three institutions now. So we're going to be starting off the Angus Council. From your time and care. Is she known as Stacey Leonard in care?
Yeah. And Ellis as well.
Sorry?
Ellis as well.
So what?
I went, for a period of time, I went through, I was Cecil Leonard, but then I changed my name to Ellis.
Okay.
And then I changed it back again to Leonard as I got older.
Okay. How did you change your name when you were younger? From Leonard?
I just literally decided I was changing it one day and just like the doctors and the hospital and whatever else. I didn't need ID or that.
No. What would the social services know you as?
Leonard.
Is it Leonard? Okay. So what I'll do, Stacey, is I'll write to the Angus Council. I'll get all your information from your time and care. When I get that information, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go, when we get your information back from your time and care, I'll send you copies of absolutely everything that we get from your time and care. You'll go through it with somebody in our office, whether it's me or a female colleague, that's entirely up to you. But we'll go through all of your documentation together.
Okay.
Make sure you're happy with the evidence that was collated. We'll go through your statements from your time and care, make sure that you have everything in there that you want. You're happy with your statement, should we say.
Okay.
From there, we'll then pin your medical records, plus your addiction records as well to your time and care. Then what we'll do is do what we call our final submission.
Okay.
So the fact that obviously you've got mental health problems, a gambling addiction, and a hospital there that you tried to commit suicide, that will all be taken into consideration when the Scottish Regis delivery from your case.
Okay.
So we do the final submission. What then happens is we wait for what's called a panel date, basically.
Yeah.
For a panel of individuals to judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need to worry. We don't need to turn up.
Okay.
So you'll then be notified, hopefully, of the recognition that you deserve in the form of an apology.
Yeah, hopefully.
And also an offer of financial compensation as well, Stacey.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me on what my role is and how I'm going to undertake that for you?
How long does it roughly take for all this to...
Good question. So I'll get your medical records back probably within 2 months.
Okay.
Quite quick. However, these local authorities aren't quick at all.
Yeah.
So it could take me up to 10 months to get the information back from your time and care. But if you look at 12 months in total from now, you should be concluded in at least financial compensation.
Okay.
If not, have the money.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Stacey?
Yeah, that's fine.
Stacey, in the eyes of the law, you're deemed as a vulnerable client, obviously because of your time and care and treatment mental health and addiction issues. I have to go back a step with you and just make sure that you are fully aware of our fees. What we charge and what other options are out there available for you. You may have been told by our customer care team these options, but I have to run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance department.
Yeah.
And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will do gladly. So just to let you know, Stacey, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so.
Okay.
Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to gather in your own evidence, submitting and creating your own case. And then obviously, relying on the Scottish Government then to give you a fair compensation package. But that is an option for you. That's option one.
Yeah.
Option two, Stacey, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress.
Okay.
And they won't charge you any fees, or they don't charge fees. The reason that they don't charge fees, Stacey, is every one of those law firms, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. It's part of the government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000 per client whether you win, lose or draw that case.
Okay.
So they get paid whether you win or lose. So you can come to your own conclusion about the federal law firm. As a fellow law firm, as a individual representing a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do, or probably more importantly, what they don't or won't do for you, Stacey. Also, I can tell you, as we have a law firm, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We
okay.
don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government. And we certainly and definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
But then you only take a fee if you win the case, is that right?
Yeah.
Like, so it won't be left out of pocket?
No, I'm going to run through that with you now.
Okay.
So what we do, Stacey, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means, Stacey, is if you win, we win. If you lose, we both lose.
Okay.
And it's also on us as a law firm, Stacey, to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fancy way of saying the more you win, the more we win.
Yeah.
Our fees, Stacey, are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Okay.
So what that means is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Okay.
And with the VAT included, it'll total you out in fees at 19.2%.
Okay.
You'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, Stacey, because you are deemed as a vulnerable client, if you're unsuccessful with this case or unsuccessful obtaining compensation for you, we will never come looking for our fees from you.
Okay.
What that means is, obviously, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, and our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees.
Okay.
Is that okay, Stacey?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Stacey, you signed documentation with us on the 9th of April.
Yes.
Which is our fee agreement with yourself. Or basically giving us the go-ahead. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date, which runs out on... 23rd of April. If you don't, so what that means is anything up till the 23rd of April, we won't start or work on your case, and you haven't got until that date to change your mind, walk away, rip up any agreements with us.
Okay.
Alternatively, Stacey, if you're happy with our fees, happy with us as a law firm, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy for it to go ahead anyway.
Happy to wait for 14-day cooling off period.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you have my number now, Stacey. My name's Michael. If you save my number,
okay.
You can call me or any of the team here on the investigation side. If you need me, ring me and ask for me.
Okay.
I'll touch base with you every 4 to 5 weeks, whether either by email or with a phone call, just let you know how I'm getting on. And I'll write
okay.
to you within the next 2 to 3 weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
Okay, do you have any questions for me, Stacey?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for being so brave, Stacey, and speaking to me.
Okay, thanks for help.
Thank you, Stacey. We'll be speaking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.